Shalom Aleichem, sweetest friend. This year should be a special schus for Liora Rachel Bas Chaya Reizel and for Atida Edit Bas Ita Rachel and for Rav Adiel Ben Atida Edit and for Harav Noam Simcha Ben Rav David Zev. We'll be discussing the Siyata Dishmaya. They should all have Rachel Bas Chaya Masayedeyim. We're discussing Parshas Chayesara and the meaning of life. Parsha talks about the Maris HaMachpelah, the Kenyan of Maris HaMachpelah, and we're going to try to explain the sugya based on a shir of Moshe Pirzatzal. The Ramchal says in numerous places, in one place very, very clearly, that HaKadosh Baruch Hu Be'etzem created one creation. And this creation has many facets. What's this creation? Man. And the Shechina is Shorah and this Tzuras Adam. We'll explain in the Sefer Yetzir, which is Miyuchas Tavrim Avinu. He breaks up creation, existence, into three levels. Olam, Shana, Nefesh. And each of them, the world, the year, the soul, is all Mechuvin, Keneged, Tzuras, Adam. Olam is the Hekev of the Bria. All of creation, the heavens, Shemaim, Shemaya, Shemaim, Mechol, Tzalam, Aretz, V'chol, Asher, Alea, Ayamim, Mechol, Asher, Behem. All of the world, that's Olam. And then there's the Seder Hazman, from beginning to end, from the head until the soul, like now we're in the soul, we're in Ikvis of the Mashiach, the Ekev, that's called Shana, that's time. These are two faces of time and place, and the Bria, two facets, and then the third facet is Adam, the Nefesh Adam was Kolel, everything is Kolel, time and space, the Torah, which includes Taryag Mitzvahs, corresponds to man also, Ramach Evarim B'Shasagidim, 248 limbs and 365 sinews. Can I get this 248 essays and 365 los essays? So these are also corresponding to man. And the tachlis is that we have to place Tzuras Adam on everything through the Torah. We make place Tzuras Adam. We impact all of creation, all of time, all of space, all of the world with the proper Tzuras Adam. When God looked into the Torah and created the world, He essentially looked into man, because man also encompasses the Torah and created everything, and then the man is fitting with the Torah and the Torah fits with man, and that's how we fix the world through our Maisim. Torah is in the Aron Kodesh. Torah is Munach B'Keren Zav, Munachas B'Keren Zav, as the Gemara says. Our job is to live the Torah and then be Meichel to impact all of our surroundings, time and space and everything, with proper Tzuras Adam, with that man upon whom the Shechinah dwells. It all started with the Bereishis Bara Elokim as a Shemayim Vetz Haaretz. Shemayim and Haaretz is a Tzuras Shlema. In Shemayim you have all the Hashbos, you have all the bounty, and then the Haaretz is Mekabel the Hashbos, their Chal Al Haaretz. Haaretz is Milashen Ratzon, Lashen Ritza, running, will. And Shemayim is Lashon Sham, there you're running, out there, what's not here. So Bereishis Bara Elokim, do you know what God did? He created at the beginning, as HaShemayim ve'es HaAretz. He created these two elements, the Shemayim, the there, the out there, the what's not here, the supernatural, and then the Aretz, what's here. So in order that we should run, we should have a will to get to the Shemayim and make a Chibur between them. And then that's when we get the Schar, when we make the Chibur HaShalem. So we have the Shemayim, which is the Tachlis, and then we have the means to get to the Tachlis, which is the planet Earth, which is all of the Efshariyot. We have so many different possibilities on Earth, and it's all Mechuvin Keneged HaShemayim. If we're living right, then we're Mechavin, all of our Ritzonos, all of our Ruts, Anu Ruts and Vehem Ruts, and all of our running, we're Mechavin that to Shemayim. And these are two parts of one Metzias, Eretz and Shemayim. So when we talk about possibilities, that's bekoach, that's potential. So that's a kiyum that's not yet a kiyum. That's davar shalom mimumash, that's something that hasn't been actualized, and it's still in the realm of possibilities. So you want a dugma muchashit, you want a concrete example of possibilities. I'll have one for you, money, kesef. Because kesef is complete possibilities. Somebody who understands kesef, money, as something with inherent value is misunderstanding money. Money is possibilities. Sometimes people just accrue money and they get more and more and they don't do anything with it. And that's insanity, because money is potential. With money, you can do it. You can buy a car, you can buy a boat, you can buy a house, if you go online, you could probably buy a wife. You could buy anything today, most things, except there used to be a song, "You Can't Buy Me Love." So that definitely is true. And but it helps sometimes when somebody, you give them money, a lot of times they'll love you more. And you can buy a table, you can buy a computer, you can buy lots of things with money is potential. So that's the example of Efsharuyot, and that's what this world is about. This world revolves around money, because this world essentially revolves around possibilities, potential. And it's about fulfilling the potential. It's about knowing what to do when you get the money. Shamayim is where all the mitziuyot shem mumshu, all the realities that were actualized are. And the land, the earth, is kula sadeh patuach shel efsharuyot. It's an open field of possibilities. Here, nothing has been completely actualized, unless you make the aretz into shamayim. V'zeu be'emet ha'tafkid ha'amiti v'davar ha'muvukash. To make this aretz, what we're trying to do is to make this earth into shamayim. Anybody who makes earth into heaven, into shamayim, into out there, into the spiritual world, so what he did is he actualized the possibilities that are here in the right way, and he turned them into the mitzias of shamayim. In simple words, we can say that a person takes this world and makes it into olam haba. A person takes things that are completely chayei shah, and he transforms them into chayei olam. The world that's before us is filled with open possibilities and offers, and everything is calling to us, especially if you have a computer, or you drive down the highway, or anywhere you go, or every store, department store, and it's calling out, try me, do me, come on, buy this. That's the whole world, that's what surrounds us. They always want us to get more, buy this house. I live in Eretz Yisrael, Baruch Hashem. Everywhere I go, they're telling me to buy a house. You could buy a house now for less than a million shekel. Who doesn't have a million shekel, they tell me in the advertisement. The house is only 999,999 shekel and 99 agurot. And they'll give you a discount. If you act now, there'll be mochel on the last 99 agurot. You have to own this house. You have to own this car. You have to buy. You have to get more and more and more. That's this world. Ha'olam shelefaneinu. Malei hatzaot ptuchot. Kol davar korei leinu. Tenase oti. Adam shemistovev v'nogea b'chol ha'dvarim ha'ile. Aval elo mimesh et atzmo b'shum davar. Kasher hu yagia l'shamayim. Hu yishir chasar kiyum. But a person, he tries everything out in this world, and then he gets to Olam Haba, and he didn't actualize his spiritual potential, what he was supposed to be, so he has nothing. Because in Olam Haba, there aren't any possibilities at all. In Olam Haba, you can't be mimamesh, you can't actualize anything. So if you did it here, you did it here. And then if you didn't, you didn't. So what we have to do here is be mimamesh, is to actualize all the potential and make everything we can into Divrei Torah, into Kedusha. And that was the mitzias of Avraham Avinu, and that was the life of Avraham Avinu. And therefore Avraham Avinu is the pillar of the world. Elu toldos shamayim v'aretz b'hi baram be'Avraham. These are the story of the heaven and the earth. B'hi baram osios be'Avraham. That he is the heaven and the earth. Hu ha-mimusha amiti shel ha-bria. Ha-adam hazeh hu ha-adam shemimesh et kol ha-bria kula ve'asa mimena mikula gilui shel ma'arechet anakit shehit surat ha-adam ha-amitit. Chazal call him ha-adam ha-godol ba-anokim. Avraham Avinu went around the world and he was megala how the tzuris ha-adam ha-shleim of ha-amitis has to look. In the true and complete perfect system, Shemayim and Aretz is Machpelah. What does it mean, Kefil? Kefil is not one and another one, but rather it's the same thing twice. Zeh nikra davar kaful. Keshe davar atzmo kaful pa'amayim. Kaful means the same thing twice. Kach shebe'etzem ba'omek hadvarim, kashir motzim b'fo'al nachon, et kol afsharuyot shel ha'aretz, az ha'aretz hofechet lihiyot Shemayim. Ve'ein ba'aretz mitziyut emet Zulat HaShemayim. So when we live properly, we turn the Aretz into Shemayim. And Shemayim is irrelevant unless we bring it down to the Aretz. So they really are Machpelah. It's the same thing twice. Because the Shemayim needs the Aretz, and the Aretz needs the Shemayim. Just the Shemayim alone and just the Aretz alone is nothing. But if you have Aretz and Shemayim together, then it's the same thing twice. The Shemayim turns into the Aretz, and the Aretz turns into the Shemayim. Chazal say that in Maris HaMachpelah are buried those people who are Mekayim, the Midah that's called Kol. Ki Kol B'Shemayim U'V'Aretz. And so it says in Bava Basra, first parak at the end, to Zayin Amid Beit, Shlosh Shetim HaKadosh Baruch Hu B'Olam Hazim Ein Olam Haba. Three people tasted in Olam Hazim Ein Olam Haba. They tasted Olam Haba here. Ba'Kol Mikol Kol. But Avram Avinu, it says, V'Avram Zaken B'Yamim V'Hashem Brachas Avram Ba'Kol. It's Avram. Yitzchak, it says, V'Achal Mikol. And Yaakov, it says, Ki Chanani Elokim V'Chi Yesh Li Kol. This Midah that's called Kol is a Midah that includes everything Shemayim Aretz Ki Kol V'Shemayim U'V'Aretz. That's the Midah of Kol. That's what Avram Avinu, Yitzchak, and Yaakov did, and therefore they were tasting Olam Hazeh, Olam Haba, and Olam Hazeh, because they brought the two together. Remez L'davar, HaKadosh Baruch Hu created the world with 22 osios of Aleph Beis, and there's a Seder. The first letter precedes the second letter, the second letter precedes the third letter. Kach HaDvarim Sudarim, is that Seder? Via Dua. That's, there are different ways of mixing and matching the different letters. So the biggest is Atbash, that Aleph replaces a Tuf, and a Beis replaces a Shin. What's the Atbash all about? The answer is, the explanation is that there are two starim of letters. One is that the letters go kesidram, from beginning to end. And the other seder is that they go hafuch, from end to the beginning. And these are the two starim of the Ma'arechet HaOlamit, as we're going to explain, of the system of the world. When HaKadosh Baruch Hu created the world, so it went down from the highest levels that aren't comprehensible to us. And then they were mishtalshel down until they could become barei hasag, until we could understand, and that's the tzuras hashpah milamala lamata. So that's the hashpah from above to below, and then we have our tzuras haklita, and that's the opposite. We're kolate milamata lilamala. We absorb things, we receive from down here to above. We start being babies, and then we become an Adam Gadol. So HaKadosh Baruch Hu is Megala to us kiviyachol milamala mata, from up above to down below, and a person is Megala himself b'seder afuch, from minimum understanding to maximum understanding, everyone lefi kocho, lefi kishronosav. So since the whole world was created, here we are kolet the hashba. We receive the hashbah, and it's mitgale banu v'al yadenu v'kachet galuti milamata lelamala v'anu olim lekrat hashbah magia milamala lamata. So there's a hashbah that comes down from above, and then we're down below, and we try to receive that hashbah milamata lamala. So if we take the 22 osios, so half of them osios kesidram are yored milamala elenu, and half of them go from down below to up above. So these are the two mahalchim that come together. So first you have the seder of Aleph to Chaf. That's from down below to up above. That's from that's the Os Chaf is Sof HaOsios. Sof HaOsios Habos Miseder HaYosher. And then the Os Lamed is Sof HaOsios Asher Boz Me'asof La'aschala. So you have from Aleph to Chaf. Aleph is where it all begins, and then down to Chaf, and then you have us coming back up, and that ends at Lamed. And that's how we have the word kol. That's the meeting place between the Hashba and the Klita. And that's why Kol is the Midah that's Mechaber, Shemayim, Hashba and Aretz, which is the Tfis of the Klita, which is the Gilu Lemaisa. So you have again the Aleph to the Chaf. Which is going down from the beginning down, from up above to down below, and then you have Tuf until Lamed, ending at Lamed, which is down here trying to go up. And then where do they meet? They meet at Kol. The Hashbos Milamal and the Hashbos Milamata meet at Kol with the Chaf and the Lamed. And that's the Bria Shlema when they meet together, and that's the Chibor of Shemayim Baretz, Ki Kol Shemayim Baretz. That the Hashbos Milamala meet the Hashbos, the Klita Milamata. So when Chazal say that there were three who tasted in the Aretz Shemayim, it's Pashut that anybody who tastes the Aretz is Tama Shemayim. It means that Osam and Yanei Aretz Shehu Etzlo Kan. And himself, Metzlo Shamba Shemayim. What was with him down here is also up there with him. Because Bisofo Shel Davar, somebody who's Me'achet, somebody who unites Shemayim and Aretz. In other words, he makes the Shemayim and Aretz into a Machpela. And therefore, he's here and he's there. At the same time. And that's the Machpela, that's the Mechpelet. Same thing twice, here and there. Here he has Shemayim and Aretz, and there he has Shemayim and Aretz. He transformed the Shemayim and Aretz into Aretz and Aretz into Shemayim. Everything is the same. They're living the same life. Except that here, it looks like it looks here, and you can just taste Olam Haba. And there, it's there Be'etzem. So that's the idea of Maraz HaMachpela. Those people who lived lives of Machpela. They turn everything in this world into the next world, into Shemayim. So everything they live down here turns into this Olam Habadika life in the next world. But they created that with their behavior here. Very deep. So now we have to understand this big inyan in the parsha of the kinyan of Maraz HaMachpela. After the parsha of Maraz HaMachpela, it's Avram Zaken Boba Yomim. So the word zaken is explained in the Gemara zekana. Zekana chachma. So it looks like a perish rochok me'od. That's zekana chachma. No, zaken is zaken. What do you mean zekana? Zekana chachma. But really, it's pshuto shel mikra. All of the days of our youth are an open field of possibilities. Everything is possible. A young person, as we know, has koach to do a lot of things, and he can choose. There are a lot of possibilities in front of him that he could actualize them. Achen b'derech klal kifi tiv'am ha'garua shel b'nei ha'adam asher margishim tov b'kach shehem ogrim et ha'kesef le'atzmam kach b'nei ha'neurim ohavim et ha'neurim atzmam. In other words, the youth is a time of limitless possibilities. But just like people like to accrue money and just put it away, they love money for money's sake, which is pretty insane. They're not doing anything with it. So too, the B'nai Anurim, they just like youth for youth, but they don't do anything with it. And the moment they actualize something, they're afraid. It's like a person's afraid to get married. Why? Because there's so many pretty girls out there. Why settle on one? The moment you settle on one, then you're saying you can't marry any of the other ones. Bigamy is illegal in the United States and in Israel. So it's hard for people to choose and get married, because once you choose the boy, you choose the girl. That's it. People like efshariyot. So as long as they're not married, they can look around. They say, anybody, I could take any single girl is a possibility. Today they convert them. Today it's not so hard to convert. You convert online for $49. It's just send your name, address, your bank number, and you know, your routing number, and everything is cool. In any event, and say David Melech Yisrael Chai V'Kayim or Chai V'Hakayim, and you're in. Not that it's a real conversion, but you know what I mean. So person goes to a restaurant and he sees everything on the menu and he's like, oh man, the moment I choose this for the main, I can't take that for the main. So what is he going to choose? People like Efshariot. אז לגבי בני הנאורים, כל מימוש אין בו טעם, כי בכך הם מפסידים כל כך הרבה אפשרויות. וממילא עדיף שלא לעשות כלום. They don't want to do anything because they don't want to lose any possibilities. They feel everything is open. And they don't want to lose out. And that's why people look the way they look. And that's why people can accrue money in such great amounts. And even if he's going to live 1,000 years, he's not going to be able to use a tenth of it. And he even does it when he's getting older, and there's much less for him to do, and he just still wants more and more money. And what's even more absurd, what's even more insane, is that people are happy this way. This is they say, this is what I want, this is what makes me happy. Because they don't understand that life is possibilities, and then there's going to come a time the possibilities are over and they're done with. There's only what you actualize, and they're not interested in actualizing, they're just interested in expanding their portfolio, if we can use modern terminology. וכך האדם נשאר במצב שכל מציאותו היא חור שחור. היינו, זה מה שנקרא אי קיום, לא להיות. יש משהו מפחיד בכך שכל כך הרבה אנשים בעולם נוהגים כך. Why, as they say in modern Hebrew. זוקן is an אדם שקונה. היינו שכל הנאורים שלו הם כולם כסף כדי לקנות משהו. פירוש המילים הפשוט בפסוק ואברהם זקן בא בימים, הוא זקן בא בימים. בכל הימים שהיו כולם הוא נתן את כל האפשרויות לממש אותם בזקנה. זה הזקן שנאמר בו, זה קנה חוכמה. את כל האפשרויות הוא מימש בקניין הזה. זה נקרא זקן. כשאדם זקן בא בימים בצורה כזאת, היינו שהוא לקח את כל האפשרויות ומימש אותם נכון, זה נקרא והשם ברך את אברהם בכל. והכוונה בבכל שאפשרויות והמימוש מתחברים, כל האפשרויות הפכו להיות מימוש של אמת. את כולם הוא מימש, להפוך אותם לתורה, לחוכמה, להפוך אותם למציאות של ממש. So what's Zokain? Zokain is Baba Yomim. Baba Yomim means, like the Pasuk said, he came with his days, he actualized his days. He came to Zikna because he used his Bnei Na'urim to actualize his potential to become the best possible person he can become. And Mimela V'Hashem Beirach is Avram Bakol. And that's the Machpela, and that's the inyan of this Kinyan. The whole parish is talking about Kinyan Kesef. He bought it with money. לקחת את הכסף שכולו אפשרות, לקחת את האפשרויות ולממש אותם באותו הדבר שהוא הדבר הנצרך והוא המציאות עצמה. תהיינו לעשות מהאפשרויות מציאות. That's the goal of life, to make from all these possibilities a מציאות. פירוש המילה אפשרות זה דבר שיכול להיות מציאות, אבל הוא יכול להיות המון אפשרויות. כל אפשרות היא דבר פתוח שיכול להתממש בהמון אפשרויות, אבל כשהיא מתממשת בצורה שמתחייבת מהדעת, מהתורה, בזה לוקחים את כל הנאורים ומחברים אותם אל הזקנה. And that's what creates the call. When you take your na'arut, your youth, and you turn it into something real, and you actualize your potential, then by the time you're a zaken, you created call. This Machpela, this world connected to the next world, turning the Aretz into Shemayim. That's the parish of Kinyan Kesef. The whole parish is about buying. It's all about money and dinging and arguing and being mitmakeach, bargaining. Omek Kinyano shel Kinyan Kesef hu, ki ha Kesef hu haefsharut. What's money? Money, like we said before, is limitless possibilities. That's Chomer. What's Chomer? Chomer, it's something, you can do whatever you want with it. You can knead it with a K, and many different people need money also. People need dough. Tarti mashma, but it's something that you can knead it in tens of thousands of ways. That's Chomer. You can do so many different things with a piece of wood. Imagine how much you could do with a piece of it. That's chomer, and that's money. כתוב בדברי חז"ל שכסף זה דבר שרוצה לממש את עצמו, אבל בדבר שזה לא הוא בעצמו. כסף wants to actualize itself, but not with itself. כסף זה מלשון כיסופים, כי נחשוף, נחשפת לבית אביך. It's desire, it's yearning, it's pining. So when you yearn for something, it's something outside of yourself. We all yearn for things outside of ourselves. What does the kesef want? Zahav. So our sages teach us, zahav is milshon zahav, give this. Give this to me. Kesef is the kosef, is the kisufin. And the zahav is the mevukash. And therefore we find at the beginning of Perek HaZav, above Metziah Mem Dalet Amud Aleph, that there are two ways of reading the Mishnah. Is Zav Kones HaKesef? Is Kesef Kones HaZav? What Rebbe said B'Zeknuse? What Rebbe said B'Yalduse? Everyone who knows the Gemara knows, and if not, you can look it up. Bav Metziah Mem Dalet Amud Aleph. And in the Ziknus of Rebbe, he read HaKesef Kones HaZav. Kisufin. Is Kones Zehav? יש דבר מעניין למתבונן בעיוות הדעת שיש בעולם. בשפת בני האדם בעולם, האביב הוא סמל הנאורים, והחורף הוא סמל הזקנה. Interesting. We talk about spring, that's youth, the spring of life. And winter, winter is old age, it's dreary. But in the Torah it's fakert. Yemei ha'urim is yemei chorpi, we see in the Gemara numerous times. And when he actualizes it, it's called Aviv. Aviv is the spring when things sprout. Neurim is the choref, and Zikna is the Aviv. Hefech ha-musagim. Adam margish tov im efshoriyot. Kach anu hare roim shadam margish tov bekach shu kam baboker liyom yafe. Afilu shevaday lanu, kvar mehaboker, sheerev yagia, belo shu yaseh meuma biyom zeh, aval adam margish tov. מעצם האפשרויות, היום אני יכול לעשות הרבה דברים. זה פירוש המילים לחיות בחומר ולא בצורה. הצורה היא כולה מימוש, והחומר הוא כולו האפשרויות. Person wakes up, there's a million things to do today. He's not going to do anything. So that's pure chomer, but he's so happy with it. Mamish, look at what I can do today, where I can go, what I can do, what I can scroll down to, what website I can go to, who I can text. And he ends up doing nothing but constructive with his day. But he's happy. That's kulo chomer. Chomer is possibility. Tzura is actualization. And that is the fundamental difference, separated by an abyss, between chaye emes and chaye hevel. Chomer shalom mumash zedavar לא קיים. ובמילים אחרות, זה מה שנקרא בתורה תוהו. What's תוהו? חומר היולי, this מציאס בכוח that you can't define it. That's a person who's not living the proper life. דבר חסר צורה. שורש קניין כסף נמצא בקניית מרת המכפלה, ויש עסק גדול בזה. הרמב"ן חוזר מספר פעמים על כך, שספר בראשית זה ספר האבות. בראשית is ספר האבות. They are the בראשית of the בריאה. כל מעשי האבות הם סימן לבנים. The אבות that Hashem bless them בכל מכל כל, הם היו אלה אשר במציאותם שלהם באותו כל התממש כל הפוטנציאל של כלל ישראל. כך למד מאמר מפורסם בתנת בריהו שחייב אדם לומר, מתי יגיעו מעשי למעשי אבותי אברהם יצחק ויעקב? That's דווקא the avos. Because the avos, that's our מחייב. When can my maisim reach the maisim of the avos? Because the maisim of the avos is the mimush השלם, the kol, בקול, מכל, kol, like we say in Benjamin. like it says in the Chumash about each one that we mentioned before. Hamimush haShalem haNachon vaMeduyak shel Kol haEfsharuyot Kulam. And when we have to say Matay Yagiu Maasai leMaasei Avosai, that means that that's our Iker Chov in this world. LeMamesh Nachon et Kol haEfsharuyot Shelanu. V'kach Av sheinenu yochelim liot lo Avraham, lo Yitzchak, v'lo Yaakov, avo ze nekra yagiu maasai lemaasai avotai. Hakavana biyagiu hi lenekudat chibur shetzricha liot bein maaseinu lemaasai avotainu. Ki lechora im kvar mechayvim adam lomar matai yagiu, madu lo nomar shechayav letpalel matai yezkeh lekeim et kol haTorah kula. אבל באמת דבר זה נמצא ביד האדם, ואם הוא רוצה בכך, הרי ישתדל ויקיים. אולם בחייו אדם לומר מעשי, מתי יגיעו מעשי למעשי אבותי, יש חיוב נוסף. So as far as keeping the Torah, it's very simple. You'll be משתדל, הקדוש ברוך הוא is going to help you be מקיים the Torah. You don't have to say, מתי אזכה לקיים את כל התורה כולה. But you have to say, מעשי יגיעו מעשי למעשי אבותי. זאת אומרת לחיות באופן שאנחנו מוציאים את עצמנו לפועל ומממשים את עצמנו. We have to take our lives and turn them into shamayim. So you have to say, you have to understand that that's man's, that's why you have to say it. It has to be clear. Pasha, you have to keep the Torah. Pasha, if you try, you'll be able to keep it. But you have to knock into your head that masai yagiu ma'asai l'masai avosai, that you have to reach your ma'asim, have to reach the ma'asim of the avos, which is mimush kol kichol b'shemayim uvaretz. Al pi dvareinu nuchal lehosif havana madu haTorah matchila bivreishit kafi shepoteach Rashi u'makshe b'tchilat haTorah. Harei haTorah is b'mitzvoteh u'mitzvot haTorah matchilot b'achodesh hazeh lachem. So why does it start with Bereishis? U'nitzaref et lashon haRambam b'perek tet me'alchot melachim al shisha dvarim מצטווה אדם הראשון. הרמב״ם מונה את ששת המצוות, הוסיף לנוח עבר מן החי, ונמצאו שבע מצוות. אלו הם שבע מצוות בני נוח. בא אברהם ונצטווה יתר על אלו במילה, והוא התפלל שחרית. ויצחק הפריש מעשר והוסיף תפילה אחרת לפנות יום. ויעקב הוסיף גיד הנשה והתפלל ערבית. עד שבא משה רבנו ונשלמה תורה על ידו. כתוב כאן שמשה רבנו הוא השלמה לתורה של האבות. לכאורה הדבר נראה תמוע מאוד, קשה לקבל את הלשון הזאת, עד שבא משה רבנו ונשלמה תורה על ידו. מה הכוונה? פירוש הדבר שאנו חייבים בשני מערכי חיוב. התורה שמחייבת אותנו מכוח מה שנקרא מעשי אבות, היא בזה שהם כולם אותה בראשית של בראשית ברא אלוקים את השמיים ואת הארץ. הבראשית זה המחייב של מעשי אבות, שהוא ההוצאה לפועל. תחילה נאמר והארץ הייתה תוהו ובוהו וחושך על פני תהום. אחר כך ויאמר אלוקים יהי אור. יהיה אור מתכוון למימוש ולגילוי של המציאות. התוהו והבוהו, החושך והתהום, הם כולם פנים של חושך, של אי גילוי ואי ברירות, כשהדבר לא מובן ולא נתפס. ואילו ויאמר אלוקים יהיה אור, כאן נמצא הגילוי. התורה כולה עניינה הוא גילוי המציאות, כביכול ברא העולם ברא אותנו כדי שאנחנו נממש, ניקח את הארץ ונעשה אותה שמיים. מעתה יגיעו מעשינו למעשי אבותינו. זה מהלך אחד של חיוב. החיוב שנאמר כאן זה לא חיוב של מצוות, אלא זה חיוב שנובע מעצם תפיסת הקיום, מעצם תפיסת המציאות. אדם שלא מממש את עצמו זה אדם שמוציא את עצמו מחוץ למציאות. הוא עושה מעצמו חור שחור, היינו שהוא מגיע למקום שאין יותר אפשרויות, שהוא אנטי מציאות. זוהי מציאות שמחלת מציאותו של מי שיצר את זה, והיא הנקראת גיהנום בלשון התורה. זהו מהלך אחד של חיוב שאינם בגדרים של מצווה. הדבר פשוט, כי כמו שאין מצווה לנשום, כך אין מצווה לחיות, וזאת המציאות עצמה של האדם חי, כי כמו שאדם נושם, כך אדם מוציא את עצמו לפועל. זאת המציאות האמיתית, זאת הבראשית ברא אלוקים את השמיים ואת הארץ, וזאת התורה של האבות. ומהבחינה הזאת כל התורה כולה היא השלמה של מעשי אבות, היא כולה המימוש השלם של מציאות האדם. וחוץ מזה ישנה עוד מערכת, והיא מערכת של חיובים של מצוות. So we have two systems. One is to be like the office, which as we've been discussing is to actualize yourself. Is the Bereshis Bara Elokim as a Shemaim Vesaretz, to turn this Aretz into Shemaim, to connect between the two worlds. And if we don't actualize ourselves, like the Maharal says, that's Adam Miloshen Adama, to be Motzi Peros, because what's Adama without Peros? Right? The ultimate purpose is man should be able to live, to exist. It has to be Motzi Peros, it has to actualize itself. So too, Adam Eitz Hasad, he has to be bring out his own Peros. So that's one system. There's another one called mitzvahs. And on this the Gemara says that every mitzvah has tchiyas ha-meisim is tluya ba. Every mitzvah gives us schar, gives us kiyum. But the chiyuv rishon that we discussed of mosei agiyu maasei lemaasei avosei, that's the basic chiyuv. Zeh chiyuv ha-bsisi. Avot hayu bnei adam shel machpela shafchu et ha-chomer la-tzura. וממשו כל אפשרות בצורה הנכונה. זוהי כוונת הרמב״ם. עד שבא משה רבנו ונשלמה תורה על ידו. הרמב״ם כותב זאת בסוף הלכות מלכים, אחרי שהוא פירש את כל התורה כולה בכל משנה תורה. שם הוא מגלה לנו איך הדברים התחילו, ואת הפנים הנוספות של התורה שמתחילה דווקא מבראשית. So when Moshe Rabbeinu was mashlim the Torah, that's talking about הוצאה עשה עצמו מן הכוח על הפועל. Strictly speaking, the Maisa HaMitzvahs we do from Sinai. Like the Rambam says, we don't do mitzvahs because they were done before by the office. We do them because they were given at Sinai. And Ad Sheba Moshe Rabbeinu, like the Rambam says in Chulin. And the Rambam says here in the Yad HaMelochim, Ad Sheba Moshe Rabbeinu V'nishlam HaTorah Al Yado, we have to be mashlim. Moshe Rabbeinu was Nishlam HaTorah al-Yodah, this Torah, this system of actualizing ourselves, of using everything, of everything to its full potential. So we have two systems in life. One is just to make the most of ourselves, and the other is kiyum Torah v'mitzvahs. But our very mitzvahs is totally in actualizing ourselves, otherwise we're left with nothing. And that's learned from the avos, and the avos are machpela, and that's kichol b'shamayim uvaretz. And that's our existence, just like where we don't breathe because it says breathe, we don't live because it says live. This is our life, to live this machpelah, otherwise we're left with nothing. If we live properly, then we get kol. Better is the talk of the avodim of the avos more than the Torah of banim, of the children. Siach is begmatria 318. Shin is 300. Yud is 10. Ches is 8. 318. These are the 318 yilidei beisu shel Avraham Avinu, with which he ran after the malachim. And it's also the gematria of Eliezer. So the avdei avos, it was a special mitzvah of Avdus that included all Tzuris Adam. Ad kedei kach, that Hagar was supposed to give birth to the child of Avram, that's really the son of Sarah. If not for Vatekel Gevirta Beinea, she lost out. Such that the Avdei Avos were Motzi Lepoal as Hagilui Shel Havos. And their diburim are the diburim of the avos, the siach, the Eliezer, the 318. That's the Otzal Apal of the avos. And that's the Tzura Sadim Ashlema. And therefore, Yafasi Chasim Shal Avde Avos. Because that's the Gilui of Tzura Sadim Ashlema Yoser Misaras Shal Banim, which is Kiyam HaTorah, which is also important. But we can't forget the Yisod of Masi Agiyu Masai, Lamasi Avosai, and Mimush Atzmi, turning everything into Torah, turning everything into Shemayim. So Baruch Hashem, we learned very Yisodistik and Yanim here about life, about money, about purpose. And we should be zocha to actualize ourselves. Shalom, shalom, sweetest, most beloved friends.